shine so bright. We haven't time to even write.
Spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray and step around the heart of it. New York, New York. I want in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. My little down blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm king of the hill.
Thanks a lot, Glenn.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
I bet the next one I call won't even answer at all. I've got those teleop blues. His wife will say he's shopping or is up in the loft, or else she'll tell me off because his miffy's gone soft. I've called up 8 cinemas and 43 wimpy bars, and everyone was engaged. I bet that when I die they will put up a plaque saying R.I.P. but she'll ring you back. 'Cause till the day that I drop I still be calling that shop. Blues. And another thing, I'm getting more and more bored with all those blokes from abroad. I've got those teleop blues. Lion's Mane expect me to sit here and sell when every second dealer is called Mr. Patel. When you're dialing, when you're dialing, I try my darndest to please, but I cannot speak Maltese or answer questions in Greek. And though I do my best, yet and I feel a buck offering fruity blue to a randy Turk. I know that's one CTM. I won't be calling again. I've got those Terrier Blues. Let me tell you about it.
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
listen to eclectic dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Many teenagers are as concerned as their parents with the public's conception of today's youth. These students are portraying what we consider bad taste in school attire and behavior. This student is wearing an ankle bracelet, dungarees, and dropped earrings. This student is wearing an extremely tight skirt and tight sweater. Open shirt, black jacket, dungarees are mentioned in the code as not proper school attire. This group is our ideal of the proper school attire and social behaviors of the Hicksville Junior High students.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
And I approve this message.
Ah!
The name of this story is The Witch's Vacation. When you hear this sound, you'll know it's time to turn the page. Now, let's begin. We know a witch. She lives next door. My brother and I have so much fun with her. We never like to go away from home. But last summer, we had to go to camp. We felt bad because the witch wasn't coming with us. It was raining when we got to camp. They gave us a tent number, and we ran to find the tent. When we saw the tent, we were afraid to go inside. What a surprise! We all put on our bathing suits, but we couldn't go swimming. It was raining even harder now. Then I saw something funny. In just one spot on the beach, it was not raining at all. And someone was there waving at us. Guess who it was? The other kids thought our friend was funny looking. One of them made fun of her bathing suit. The witch just smiled and turned him into a terrific swimmer. But just for a minute. Then she gave all the kids some water wings to play with. My brother built a sandcastle, but a big kid knocked it down. It didn't matter. The witch helped my brother build another sandcastle. We were so glad that our witch was with us again. The next day, she packed a picnic basket. But by the time we got to the picnic grounds, all the tables were taken. So we ate on the witch's picnic tablecloth. Then everyone hiked to Lookout Point. The big kids left us far behind. The witch just smiled. She said we would get to the top first. And we did. The witch helped to make camping fun for everyone. One night, the cook couldn't get the campfire going. It looked as if we would not have a weenie roast that night. Our good witch came to the rescue. Having a witch at camp makes a big difference. It was turning out to be a wonderful vacation. Our witch was there the day I wanted to go riding. There was just one horse left. The kids called her Old Nelly Bones. I called her Nelly the Great. And she was. When we wanted to go sailing, the witch found a sailboat. Just the right size for us. One day I took out a rowboat so my brother could go fishing. He wasn't having much luck until the witch let him use her broom for a fishing pole. Thank you. while, the witch went ashore to take a nap. We were having so much fun that we didn't see where we were going. There was a waterfall ahead and we couldn't stop. We tried the witch's broom. It only works for witches. I wished for the witch as hard as I could. Back at the camp, the witch woke up. She knew we were in trouble. But she didn't have her broom. How could she get to us in time? In a wink, she changed the water to ice. And rushed to save us. Good old witch. We flew back to camp. The witch changed the ice back to water, and we celebrated by having a swimming party. It was the best vacation ever, thanks to our witch.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Swimming. Exhibit 2.